In Dallas, allegations of vote fraud surround a special election between two city council candidates, one white, one black. A Texas judge ruled that absentee ballots from Dallas's minority neighborhoods were forged, and he ordered a new election. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports law enforcement officials and local politicians say absentee ballot fraud in South Dallas is now jeopardizing the integrity of the city's very elections.
In Texas, you don't have to be absent to vote absentee. You just have to be over 65. It's a straightforward law designed to help the elderly vote. But law enforcement officials here say that over the last decade, it has become increasingly apparent that absentee voting in Dallas is infused with fraud.
It's not a small problem.
Eric Mountain is the chief prosecutor of the Public Integrity Section of the Dallas District Attorney's Office. Mountain says the main problem is, by state law, the city is obligated to release to the public a list of everyone who's requested an absentee ballot. Not only that, the date when those ballots go out in the mail also must be made public. The assistant DA says the day those absentee ballots get delivered to voters' homes, political campaigns in South Dallas have what are called voter assistants waiting right there at the mailboxes.
You have your ballot? Oh, we'll take care of it. And who do you want to vote for? Okay, we'll take care of it. Or picking the ballot up and seeing who they had voted for, and if they voted for the right candidate, well, then that ballot would find its way back to the election department. But if they voted for the wrong candidate, well, that ballot mysteriously never found its way to be counted at the elections department.
Under Texas law, these voter assistants are allowed to take the absentee ballot from the voter and deliver it themselves. Mountain says that in the last few elections, political workers in South Dallas have been getting bolder.
It's not unusual to find voters who were surprised that a ballot appeared at their home because they didn't ask for it in the first place.
And some political operatives have now refined the process so that they are able to cut the absentee voter out of the process altogether. Larry Duncan is a four-time city councilman who lost his most recent election by 16 votes, though he won by more than 3 percentage points among those who actually went to the polls. Duncan says, and a state district judge agreed, that he was beaten by absentee ballot fraud.
The election was stolen.
Larry Duncan is running his rematch campaign for city council out of his living
room. That's number one. Number two is get 100 first-class stamps. There's the check.
Okay.
And then take the stamps and a copy.
Duncan is a white liberal Democrat who's been a thorn in the side of the city's black political establishment for 20 years. His predominantly poor and working-class black district elected him 4 straight times to the city council. Though downtown Dallas glimmers just 5 miles away, swaths of South Dallas look like a scene from a Faulkner novel. Streets unpaved, no curbs or sidewalks, the storm sewage still collecting in open ditches. Duncan has won here by sticking to grassroots organizing and by not betraying the interest of the poorest voters he represented. But South Dallas's black and Hispanic political leaders have always believed that a minority candidate should hold Duncan's city council seat. Larry Duncan says that in trying to beat him, South Dallas political workers used what has become a very potent weapon.
Dallas's dirty little secret. Vote brokering has been practiced in certain neighborhoods, the poorest neighborhoods, black and Hispanic, for as long as anybody can remember. They only try it in the poorest of the poor, where they find a lot of senior citizens at home, alone. A lot of times the voter is not even involved. They'll just take it right out of their mailbox.
In South Dallas, political campaigns hire contractors who get paid anywhere from $5 to $25 per ballot. And given voter apathy, it doesn't take thousands and thousands of absentee ballots to swing a Dallas election. More like a few hundred can do it. This expectation that election day equals payday is not new in Dallas. Laura Lee Bartos is a former political consultant, a liberal Democrat from the Midwest. Bartos says her eyes were opened when she began working in Dallas politics in the 80s.
There's just an expectation that you would pay walking around money in the minority community. And it was a concept totally foreign to me. I grew up in squeaky clean Minnesota. And it's just amazing what happens. I was always kind of taken aback.
Laura Lee Bartos refused to pay and suffered the consequences.
It was during that time that I developed the reputation as a racist because I guess I didn't know how to play the game.
Bartos is now out of Dallas politics, so she no longer has any reservations talking about the vote fraud in her city.
The house of the vote broker in my neighborhood, there were 13 people registered there. They outvoted at that house with early votes the number of people who actually turned up at the polls because I was running the election.
There may be no better guide to the world of absentee voting in South Dallas than 49-year-old Sandra Crenshaw. Crenshaw has been organizing African-American campaigns for 25 years.
Well, you had to run two campaigns. You had to run that was targeted towards the 65 or older, and then one for those people who usually vote at the polls on Election Day.
Sandra Crenshaw says things became competitive when the number of minority candidates increased in the 1980s and 90s. Political campaigns began using computers to map out where all the elderly voters lived street by street. You put in an absentee ballot request for them, and then the day the mailman delivers their absentee ballot, you follow the mailman so that you're right there when the ballot goes in the mailbox.
It is not illegal. If you signed up people to vote and you're trying to protect that individual from being met with individuals who are campaigning for the other side, and you know that the mail is delivered on a certain day at a certain time, then you would go out and campaign. And as soon as the mailman would drop off the mail ballot, then you would be there at the door saying, "Ma'am, I'd like for you to consider the candidate, you know, of my choice."
Working with elderly voters in South Dallas can be very time-consuming. Crenshaw says this older generation of black ladies born of the South still mostly do their own cooking. There's often an expectation that you'll sit down for a piece of cake while you talk about who to vote for. But other operatives expedite this process by cutting out the voter entirely, picking the ballot out of the mailbox before the voter sees it, or having the ballot mailed to a different address altogether and simply signing the voter's name.
The senior citizens who are being victimized by some of these unscrupulous people, they don't even know that they're being victimized.
And Crenshaw says she's embarrassed by the extent of the fraud in South Dallas's nursing homes.
Well, you have people that are comatose. I mean, there are people who are completely out of their minds that are being slipped a piece of paper. They don't know what they're signing. They don't know who they're voting for. And that's where I really saw a lot of abuse.
Crenshaw says the nursing homeowners in South Dallas rarely do anything to stop the voting because it would be seen as being racially disloyal. So the question is, how big an impact is fraud having on the city's elections? Probably nobody has done more research on this question than Jim Schutz, a reporter for the Dallas Observer, the city's alternative news weekly. Schutz has studied absentee vote patterns precinct by precinct, and he believes that any election that includes South Dallas can no longer be trusted. He says the city's two most important recent elections have been skewed. One, a $2 billion project that will transform downtown called the Trinity River Project. The other, a new $500 million basketball and hockey arena.
And those both won by hair's breadth margins. The Trinity River referendum passed by 1.3%, barely 1,600 votes. And I was able to account for almost 90% of that margin of victory in the absentee votes in just 11 precincts.
Both the district attorney's office and state legislators closest to this problem share the perception that election results in Dallas are not what they appear to be. Some black leaders in Dallas have begun talking about the absentee ballot fraud, especially since the judge's ruling in the Duncan Thornton Reese case. John Wally Price is a Dallas County Commissioner and one of the city's most powerful black politicians. While Price acknowledges there's a problem, his biggest concern is that any effort to clean up the fraud will be used to try to stop blacks and Hispanics from voting absentee altogether.
We're not going to let anyone deter us with regards to this being a legitimate avenue for individuals to cast their vote. I hope that the district attorney will not play partisan politics and those suspects that they can validate will be charged. But he doesn't need to do this from a politically charged environment.
Price acknowledges that he's heard the stories about vote fraud, like the one where vote brokerers show up at a candidate's office on election day with bales of absentee ballots. The brokerers demand payment for their expenses, or the ballots get dumped uncounted in the Trinity River. John Wally Price says that kind of behavior has to stop. But he defends the practice of assisting voters from their homes as long as the voter gets to make up his or her own mind. Price says in-home voter assistance is really no different than giving the elderly a ride to the polls.
If I pick those same individuals up and said, John Wiley Price, John Wiley Price, John Wiley Price, all the way to the polls, dropped them at the door, go in there, they do to John Wiley Price or the Democratic Party, it is the same.
While there have been successful attempts to prosecute the fraud in Dallas, there's been only one successful conviction. The DA's office and state legislators say that's because Texas law isn't clear enough on the issue of what constitutes legal and illegal voter assistance. Dallas State Representative Steve Wolin says he's writing new legislation. Wolin says that while Dallas is the undisputed vote brokering capital of Texas, the same problems are beginning to crop up in Houston, too.
Right now, the laws in Texas have been tested, and they have been shown to be inadequate on this narrow issue of absentee ballot fraud.
Under Wolin's proposed legislation, the absentee ballot list would no longer be made public. Definitions of what constitutes proper assistance would be spelled out. It would be a felony, not a misdemeanor, to break the law. Wolin says under his bill, groups of anonymous contractors would no longer be allowed to descend on poor neighborhoods.
Who are you? What's your driver's license, your address? We want to know everything about you. Sign here, you're certified, and every time you touch the ballot, we are going to find your fingerprint on it. We'll be able to track your involvement with the ballot at every stage.
Wolin plans to submit his legislation during the upcoming session in January. In the meantime, there's a special election between City Council candidates Larry Duncan and Maxine Thornton Reese. Thornton Reese is indignant that she's being forced to run again.
I can't say that there's a racial element in the judgment, but, you know, as African Americans, we have never gotten necessarily our due in courts. This is historical.
Thornton Reese doesn't believe that there is widespread absentee ballot fraud in South Dallas, and she certainly does not think that she won her last election because of any fraud.
No, I don't believe that any election is perfect, but I don't think that there is wholesale voter fraud in any election. I think that this is one way to disenfranchise African Americans who use this as one of their major ways of voting.
Election Day is July 27th, and some South Dallas voters are already complaining that their absentee ballots have been stolen. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.